It's a lovely occasion. Look, it's a real pleasure to be part of it. You know, we spoke last week about the strides that LYT are making as an educational institution, and you know, to have Sigerson football played in the county is great. I think it's great for GA followers, and you know, it can only be good for Donegal football going down the lane too.
And I'm sure you'll have the guys well enough grounded, and there's enough experience around that group to have it grounded at the occasion. It's not really going to sort of affect the group. It's all about getting stuck in and playing good football.
Yeah, look, ultimately getting over the line, that's the big one. You know, we went down the road to play UL Limerick down in the Dome last Tuesday, and you know, it was a great experience for everybody to play, you know, against players with a standard of Clifford and Sean Powder and Will McLaughlin and Stephen McCumber, these kind of guys. And you know, the occasion was there to be played as well as the actual game, and probably we get off to a brilliant start, so it definitely didn't faze us. And look, we have quite a young and experienced group, and I think comes with that is a wee bit of having no fear in what you're doing, and I think that showed in the first wee period of the game. You know, we probably didn't see the game through in the same game that we started, but look, to give everybody a real taste for it, you know, I think we've proved everybody involved in the group, you know, that you know we're good enough to go toe to toe with anybody. And I think it's a great occasion, a great opportunity to have a powerhouse like UCD. You know, they've 33,000 students versus our 4 or 5. So, you know, it's a great location for our great David and Goliath, and it's just setting up nicely for us, I think.
Yeah, so what about UCD? Yes, we know Jack McKelvey's involved with the Dublin College. Who else is in there that you have to watch out for?
Evan Comerford, the current Dublin goalkeeper. He's in goals. He won a 6th DCU a couple of years back. Padraig O'Coffey, the Dublin midfielder, he's also playing. There's a Dara Craig, Roscommon, and real sharpshooter up front. Ray Kinnellan plays midfielder with Westmeath. Players like Gallagher, Brian McLaughlin from Kildare. So listen, they're littered with names. But the beauty of this competition is the coming to realise it's as much about the power of the collective as it is the power of the individual, because there's so many teams where there are individuals thrown together. And look, we have a group of players that are pretty familiar with each other, you know, having played against each other at club level and on various kind of teams with each other. So you know, we feel that you know, maybe that's our strength, is you know, the small size of our group and our college, you know, should create a closer knit bond of players than what maybe a massive institution like UCD would have. So look, we're home, first ever match in Donegal, as you said, in the Sigerson competition, and it's great for the boys to be part of that. And you know, I think there'll be no shortage of motivation for the lads with all that.
You mentioned about the strides the college has made in recent years. What about the strides on the football front, Maxie? What sort of strides do you want to see implemented next week, and improvements on Tuesday night from what was there the week before?
Well, look, even going back a couple of years, you know, under Michael Murphy's, you know, Chudley's, the team, you know, achieved great things. They won the Trench Cup, and then they played the first year of Sigerson, made the semi-final. So they're making continuous strides. We went out and we beat Carlo in the first round. Carlo had been in the final 2 years previous, so you know, being host of the competition, so we weren't expected to win that one, and we pulled that out of the fire at the end. So you know, with that comes a wee bit of belief in yourself. And even last week in the game, we were 7 or 8, 10 points down, the boys kept going, kept plugging away, and you know, there was a couple of refereeing decisions could have went our way when we were coming back into the game. There was a couple of penalty shots we could have had, we felt, and you know, it would have made the thing very tight towards the end. But you know, ultimately I think the big benefit is knowing that we can go toe to toe with any of these teams. You know, UL are the favourites of the competition, and we really had them rocked, and you know, and wasn't for maybe a wee bit of an experience, and you know, and a bit of recklessness and possession of the ball. I think you know, if we had been in that game going down the stretch, I think we could have come out the other end of it. But look, it wasn't to be. But I think that was down to us for this week.
Yep. How's the bodies and the players at the moment? Because obviously there's a few of them as playing under county football as well, with Donegal, the likes of Pater Mogan, Jason McGee, Keelan Ward. We're getting maybe to a stage of the year already. We're just a number of weeks into it, and there's been a lot of football played. So there has, Maxie.
Yeah, a lot of football, and four of them started on Saturday at the kind of cup final. Conor Donald and Karen Donna. Pater, you mentioned Keelan Ward, and Jason McGee all played the game on Saturday night. And you know, we have a number of boys in a development squad side of the county panel, and then we have another large number of boys in the under 20 squad. So you know, they're training flat out 3 times a week at the moment, getting ready for their league competition to start around the corner as well. So look, it is a busy time, and look, you do have to question the wisdom of the powers that be for cramming so much. And you know, last week at a situation where you know, Donegal played the McKenna Cup in final and we played the Scottish Cup on the same day, and you know, you have boys playing in two teams, so I don't think that's very fair either. But look, it is what it is. It's a lovely competition to be involved in. You know, I've said it before, it's one that's not overburdened with too much tactics because you're so little time together, and you're just it's a competition for lads to go and just play their natural game, and you know, and show what they're about. And it's nice to be involved at this level.
Okay, Max, good luck on Tuesday night against UCD.
Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.
All right, sir. Deadly stuff. Bye.